Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here today. Thankful for that. Our heart's already been made to feel in the service today. Appreciate the Spirit. Appreciate folks who just let the Spirit lead them. We had in our Sunday school today. It wouldn't hurt any of us to go and read the ain't but two chapters in the book of Haggai. But you go and read them chapters. I thought as we was in our Sunday school that if we left our house in the shape that they left their house, same thing's gonna happen. It's gonna be desolate. And you quit working on a house, it'll eventually deteriorate out from under you, naturally speaking. We're going to read some this morning. Lord, help us. If you want to turn with us, we're going to read some out of the book of the Song of Solomon, the second chapter. Then we're going to read some out of the 16th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Then I'm going to read some out of the 3rd chapter of the book of Hosea. Then we're going to read a little out of St. John, 1st chapter. I believe it is. Song of Solomon, the 2nd chapter. Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. Hosea, the 3rd chapter. And St. John, the 1st chapter. I think that's right. You just bear with us. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Appreciate being here today. Hope you do. We're going to read a few verses, probably read about the first 7 verses in the 2nd chapter of the book of the Song of Solomon. It says, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O you daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that you stir not up nor awake my love till he please. 16th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. We're going to start with the first verse. says, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to the excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, thy hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now, when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then washed I thee with water, and yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen. I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thine hands, and a chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. And thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I have put upon thee, saith the Lord God. Hosea, the third chapter. We may read the entire chapter. Five verses. Then said the Lord unto me, Go yet love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who looked to other gods and loved flagons of wine. So I bought her to me for 15 pieces of silver, and for a homer of barley and a half homer of barley. And I said unto her, Thou shalt abide for me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim. Afterward, shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. St. John, I believe it is, first chapter, we're going to start with about the 43rd verse. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Who art the King? Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, I know that's a good bit of reading this morning in different places, and it might seem like that it has nothing to do with one or the other, and I've got probably a thought that is even different than all that, but nonetheless, this is what we have. And I thought, as we read there in the Scripture, the Bible says, you go back and read a little more in the Song of Solomon, and you'll read on over there, and you'll find out, brethren, the situation that the woman was in, and what it really means unto God. He is talking about his house Israel, and brethren, and their love, or their love for others. But he wanted them to love him. I want to talk to this morning, God help us, you. I've read in these places, I may come back to them, I may not. But I want to ask you the question, my friend. How was you when he found you? How was you when he found you? You go in the book of Hosea and you read about a woman and an adulterous woman. The fact of it is, Hosea had already married her and put her away. And she had played whoredom against him. She had played the adulteress against him. And God told Hosea, says, you go and purchase her for yourself. In other words, you go and buy her back, brethren, that she might be the woman or the wife unto thee that she needs to be. How was it when God found you? What kind of shape was you in, brethren, when God saved your soul? Think about it. You was absolutely fit for nothing. That's what the Bible teaches. Brethren, when we're left alone, thank God we ain't fit for nothing today. No, we're not. And my friend, but God sings something more in the house of Israel. Did he not? My friend, the Bible says in the Song of Solomon, he said that he went out all night and sought him whom his soul loveth. Brethren, he said, I sought him and I found him not. Glory, hallelujah. You can't save yourself today. It takes the Spirit of God. It takes the blood of God. I thought a lot of times, what a pitiful sight we were in the sight of God. Yet he wanted to love us today. Did he not? He poured his blood. Yes, he did. He gave his life. Yes, sir, he gave his life for us. Brethren, something, thank God, that wasn't worth redeeming. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Folks, you wasn't in good shape when God found you. No, you wouldn't. Not a one of us. Brother, the truth of it is, we had nothing in this world that we could bargain with. Nothing we could give him, brethren, was worth anything. Yet, he saved us anyway. Woo! 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 Hallelujah! Thank God, an old wretch! Thank God, like me! Brethren, God, save me, folks! Woo! 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 How was it when he found you? How was it when he found you? Brethren, he took the children of Israel out of the whoredoms. I read to you in the book of Ezekiel. He said, thy father was an Ammonite, thy mother a Hittite. Brethren, you're polluted in your own blood. Yes, sir. Wasn't worth saving. You think about it. You may be sitting here this morning and think you're worth something. Brethren, I want you to know you had nothing in this world to offer him. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. He said, when I passed by thee, he said, I saw thee polluted in thy blood. Yes, sir. Amorite was a dog and a Hittite was too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Outcast. But God, brethren, said, I'm gonna give you life, thank God. Woo! Did he not? Did he not say, I saw thee in thy blood? He said, and I said unto thee, Live! Brethren, live this morning! He give you life. I thought a lot of times I've looked out around. I've thought about how wicked people are, so wicked. But did you know in the sight of God there's something in that wicked soul that's worth saving today? Yes, it is. He loved you enough to redeem you. I know what the scripture says, and you do too. For God so loved the world. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if we'd really put the emphasis on that. That should be. He didn't love you because you were so beautiful. He didn't love you because you are so desirable. No, sir. No, sir. What in the world would a man want to go back to a whore, brethren, and buy her for silver to be his own? Why would he? It's what God said. It's what God done. Did he not? Wow! Brethren, somebody worth dying! Thank God he said live! He said, you purchase her, and brethren, that she go no more out. We're bought with a price. Yes, we are. Book says we are. We're not our own, folks. You go after other lovers, you're the same as a whore and an adulterer. Preacher, we got young people. They've heard worse than that. Yeah. You hear me? According to the love that the children of Israel had for God, he represented it as a woman that used her life loosely. Yes, sir. That's what he used it like. He said, I'll purchase her and she'll go no more out. Thank God she'll be mine. I'm going to give her life. Woo! And I'm going to put earrings on her, bracelet on her. Yes, sir. I'm going to make her beautiful. Beautiful! Woo! And I'm going to love her! Oh! Oh! He gave his life for us. Yes, he did. When we was absolutely filthy in our garments. Yes, sir. Bible said one time that Joshua, the high priest, stood before the Lord and Satan stood with him. Yes, sir. Joshua stood before God in filthy clothes, filthy garments. Yes, sir. You know what the Lord said? He said, take them garments off of him. Thank God and put glorious apparel on him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And Satan take his flight. Yeah. Listen. I ain't no child of the devil. Truth of it is, you ain't either. There's something in you worth saving. I may not see it. Your brother might not see it. Your neighbor might not see it. But I'll promise you one thing. Brother, God sees it. He knows it. You think he called you Mike because your name's Paget? Huh? Oh, preacher, you ought not talk to people personally. Folks, it ain't what your name is. It ain't what your social status is. Brethren, it ain't who you know in the White House or the dog house, my friend, or the outhouse. Listen, thank God it's that God already knows you this way. Yes, he does. Old Nathaniel thought he is something. You know what? Philip told Nathaniel, he said, you come follow him. We found him. That what he said, we found him that Moses and them has spoken about to be the Son of God. Come see him. Old Nathaniel spoke up and he said, anything good come out of Nazareth? Yeah? You know what? God saw him. Jesus saw him. Yes, he did. He saw him. I want you to know something. You can live in a blind world if you want to, but I'll promise you one thing. God knows where you was yesterday, and thank God he knows where you're going to be an hour from now. And he knows what kind of person you are today, and he knows what kind you'll be tomorrow. Like it or dislike it, he knows more about you than you know. Yes, he does, Steve. How was you when he found you? There's some folks, my friend, that lived a life, my friend, of drunkenness. There's people that's lived their life full of drugs. Yes, they have. There's people, my friend, that have put on goody two shoes and put on the robe and went to church and says, I'm a Christian, and brethren, God knows you too. He'll save the drunkard. He'll save the drug addict. And he'll save that so-called Christian. Yes, he will. Preacher, there's some people I don't care nothing about. There's a lot of them he don't care nothing about. But they got a soul. You hear me? Nathaniel thought he is something. Brethren, when Jesus seen him over there, he told him, I saw thee. Before Philip even come to you. I saw thee under the tree. What he told him? You listen to me. I don't care how you cover it up, how you doctor it up. They ain't but one true and living God. They ain't but one God the Father. They ain't but one God the Son. And they ain't but one God the Holy Ghost. One. Brethren, one. Preacher, you talked about three. Thank God these three are one this morning. Hallelujah. This world's got their praise. They do. The devil's got his praise. He does. But Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. Amen. Is he not? Yeah. King of kings and Lord of lords. Yes. Not just the Jew. Not just the Jew. No, sir. He's Lord over it all. Today. Today, Daniel, he ain't waiting to be king. He ain't waiting to be crowned. He ain't waiting on me to crown him. He ain't waiting on you to crown him. Folks, he's already got the crown. And you know what? He wants you to be part of it. That's what he wants. How was you when he found you? You go and read. You go into the Song of Solomon. You read. And you see how that woman, my friend, was beautiful. And how she carried herself. And the things she done, but she had to go a little further. You hear me? Bible said that he all night long, he searched for her. Searched for her. He couldn't find her. He went to the watchman. Did he not? Went to the watchman and said, "Have you seen him whom my soul loveth?" Is searching for something.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. There's something on the inside of you, my friend. I'll guarantee you that there ain't nothing in this world been made, nor ever will be, that'll satisfy it. Amen. Nothing. I don't care how educated. I don't care what they find. I don't care what they uncover. Folks, they ain't but one Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God he reigneth in his kingdom.
Amen.
Forever. No end. There's no end. Isaiah the 9th chapter, we talk about it around Christmas time. He was born of a virgin, was he not? Of his government and peace, there shall be no end.
Amen.
Folks, that didn't happen in their day. It was coming, but it didn't happen in their day. You know when it happened? It happened, it said, in the fullness of time, God sent his son. In the fullness of time. You think the world that Jesus Christ came into was watching for him? Not many. Not many. Why is it we have the programs and we'll have a star and we'll have about three or four little old shepherds? Why is that? They wasn't many looking for him. I'm going to say this. Brethren, them shepherds abided in that field. They was looking for something. Yes, sir. They wasn't only looking for something. Thank God there's something appeared unto them. It said, "Follow ye the star." Thank God it's over yonder in Bethlehem.
Amen.
They come into the city, did they not? Where is he?
Yeah.
Where is he that is born King of the Jews?
Yeah.
Folks, they was hunting somebody specifically. I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how much church background you got. I don't care how much you've been. And I don't care how much, my friend, that you come just because it's a habit to come. Preacher, ain't nobody like that. Woods full of I want you to know that does not make you a permanent resident in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
No, it don't. But I'll tell you what does. That is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We call it being born again. It takes the Spirit for that to happen. Yes, it does. It takes the Father, it takes the Son, and it takes the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Without all three, Leroy, you ain't gonna make it. How was you when he found you? I've heard testimonies. You've heard testimonies. It's real. It's real. Real. What? Real? I got the word. I ain't got the word. It's real fascinating to us, my friend, that God can take an old drunkard and clean him up. Yes, change him from one day to the next. That's real fascinating, and I love the testimony. I really do, but I'm going to tell you something better than that. It's real fascinating to me that God can take a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old, thank God, and clean them up and keep them their whole life. You don't have to be a drunkard to get saved. Matter of fact, drunkenness ain't going to keep you out of heaven. Preacher, you ought not preach that. Brethren, it's belief and unbelief. And I don't believe they're going to be no drunkards, or you don't leave here saying that. You hear me? I'll guarantee you. A drunkard, a dope addict, whatever you want to call them, somebody just out of the will of God, somebody just don't know God. The fact of it is, when Jesus becomes their Savior, their life changes. Amen. Bottom line. And the truth of it is, they didn't do the change. That's what's fascinating. They didn't do the change. You hear me? Where was you? How was you when he found you? What'd you have to offer him? I've heard people say, heard preachers say down through the years, you don't have to have a dime in your pocket to be saved. No, it don't cost you that way. Don't cost you a thing. No, sir. The truth of it is, it don't cost you. If you'll turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, there's no cost to it. You hear me? He paid the price for you being saved. You couldn't do it. How did he find you? What kind of shape did he find you in? I don't know about you. There's a lot of things that's going on in the midst of this world. Brethren, people get a hold of a lot of different songs, and they get a hold of a lot of different celebrities. And I'm going to say this, for I know it to be true. Brethren, a lot of those things has a great impact on people's position today. It does. The entertainment world, my friend, is a boss to a lot of people. A lot of people's lives, my friend, filter around the entertainment world, the sports world. And it ain't going to get no better. It's just going to get worse. But not that there's anything wrong. I've always said this. You can't make nothing, no sin out of a little old ball. Ain't no sin in it. The sinful part comes in when we put it before our God.
Amen.
And a lot of that's going on. Yes, sir. Had an older preacher tell me, it's probably been 20, 25 years ago. He said, Randy, the day's going to come, we'll plan our revivals around sport events. That's what he said. 25 years ago. You know what he could see? He could see the change. I know it gets quiet. You get to talking. You get to talking about certain things. I'm going to ask you a simple question. How did he find you? What kind of shape were you in? I read to you how the children of Israel was. I read to you about Nathaniel. You ain't going to get by with him. You know that? You're not going to get by with him. Why, preacher, a little old white lie don't matter. No such thing as a little white lie. Are they? You know what you'll have to do? You'll have to repent.
Amen.
For it to be right in your life. You're leading others wrong. Brethren, by a lifestyle that God's not pleased with. Preacher, I'll find me another church. You preach to point blank. I want you to know. I just want you to know that it ain't what I know, folks. It's what God already knows about you. And the truth of it is, he's still standing with arms outstretched to a disobedient and a gainsaying people. You can disobey him all you want to. The truth of it is, you will repent. If you ever get your heart right, between you and God, you will repent. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There ain't no other way. You're not going to slide in on the seat, Daniel, and make yourself at home in God's house with sin in your life. It ain't going to happen. No, sir. No, sir. It ain't going to happen, folks. Because you know what's going to happen? You can come in, you can look just like us, dress just like us, talk just like us, sing just like us, but when you lay your head on your pillow, brother, there ain't no peace there. Amen. Yes, sir. God ain't no fool. The fool has said, there is no God. That don't make it so. Preacher, you started out on a rough note, 2025. I want to tell you something, folks. Your heart, my friend, means everything to the Lord. It ought to mean everything to you. If you're a child of God, you ought to want every benefit that comes with it. You ought to want to sit down at the table every time it's spread. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have you ever heard the song that it gets sweeter as the days go by? Preacher, I don't know where I believe that or not. Truth of it is, you probably don't. But I want to tell you something about my God. My God cares about me. Truth of it is, he cares about you. He cares what you're doing. He cares. Folks, there's a lot of things goes through that mind. A lot of things. There's a lot of things that goes through my mind. I don't know where in the world they come from. And I try my best not to entertain them. Yeah. You hear me?
Yeah, amen. Yes. Yeah.
And that is a warfare.
Yeah, it is.
But by God's help, you know what? You can let them things just pass on.
Yeah.
Just run on. Get on. I believe with all my heart David sinned according to the Word of God. But I can't help. I can't preach nothing else to you. Folks, God throws some punishment on David for his sin. And that punishment came after he repented. It did. Read it. But that was not the first time David had ever been on the housetop.
Amen.
You can mark it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did God love him? It broke God's heart. David, because of your sin, you have give Israel a great occasion to sin. Is that what he told him? He said, you've done this thing in secret, but I am going to reward you openly. And in the sight of all Israel.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And God done it. Did God forgive him? Yes, he forgave him. He found him. He found him in this sinful condition. The man after his own heart. Listen to me. And I don't care what the devil tells you, and I don't care what 10,000 people tell you or 10,000 devils tell you. I want you to know that sin leaves its mark, brethren, and it shows the people around you. Thank God that something ain't right. It leaves an impression. Preacher, you really don't love us. I can't help it this morning. I just want you to know, it's one thing to sin, but brethren, you don't have to wallow in it all your life.
Amen.
You can get rid of it just exactly like David did.
Yeah.
Pour your heart out to God and suffer the consequences.
Amen.
Yes, sir. How'd God find you? I'm going to ask you a little closer question this morning. How does he find you right now? In the presence of God. In the presence of God. How does he find you right now? Preacher, I ain't in the presence of God. You better open your eyes. You better open your eyes. I'm going to tell you something. Them books, my friend, are written for mine and your benefit. They are. They're for our benefit. And I want you to know something, that if that book says it's wrong, it's wrong. 2025, it's still wrong. Preacher, I ain't going to answer to you, and I ain't going to answer to these people. I got news for you. The devil's got you exactly where he wants you. Because you will answer to the church of the living God. Is that not right, Crafton? I would to God this morning, I really do, I would to God that you could see exactly where you're sitting. You are naked and open before God. Yes, you are. And if you're in the midst of the church, I'm going to say this. This is Mountain View Baptist Church. Brethren, we are not the church, but I want you to know we are part of the church. Amen. We're the members that make up the body. Amen. Are we not? Yeah. Listen, I know when the spirits are working and are dealing, and you do too. And folks, it's a dangerous, dangerous thing to ride over the Holy Spirit of God. Come and get a verse sung. God knows you. He sees you. You know what the truth of it is? He sees you as you are. Well, preacher, I ain't no sinner. Yes, you are. You out of the will of God. You ain't doing what God have you to do. You ain't keeping the commandments of God. You are a sinner, sinner, sinner. In need of repentance. And you know what God says? You know what Jesus says? He says, come. Come. Come, thank God, I'll make you whole. He can do it. I can't. I can't fix your problem. Your brother, your mother, your father. Them that love you so much, they'd like to wring your neck. You hear me? Preacher, you'll leave us alone this morning. I got news for you. Somebody's got to get your attention. I've got the liberty this morning to preach. I've got the liberty to preach. Brethren, what I preach to you, thank God it's the truth this morning. How's your house? How does it look in the sight of God this morning? I'm going to say this. You may not understand it as such. You may not look at it as such. But you are standing in judgment. Preacher, you're bearing down this morning. I want you to know the Holy Spirit's bearing down. And I'm going to tell you something. It takes the Holy Spirit to make the difference in our lives. Craft, we've been preaching quite a while. What does it take? It takes submitting yourself. Holy. Daniel. You know. Holy. Unto the Lord. Preacher, you ought to fount you another message to start off with. I want you to know, sometimes purposely, God don't give it to me until I sometimes just get here. You say, preacher, he give you all that? I'm going to tell you when he give me all that. He give me all that this morning about 8:55. I leave the house about 8:55. You hear me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't have it. Didn't have a thing. They sang a song Sister Ellis wrote. Says, Jesus found me walking in sin and shame. Darkness covered my soul. Woo! Think about it. He found us, folks, just exactly like we are. He never said to me, Randy, clean up your act and I'll save you. He never did. I didn't know what salvation was, Crafton. I did not. The only thing I knew about the Holy Spirit was that it troubled me. Yes, sir. It troubled me. It wasn't my mama. It wasn't my daddy. It wasn't them boys that I run around with. Brethren, but that Holy Spirit would get a hold of me, lay in the bed with me, and let me know I was subject to go to hell. Had no way out. No way, no form, no fashion. I'm going to tell you something. You can wear that old colored skin. You can wear that old coat of many colors. You can disguise yourself from now on. But brethren, there's no peace. There's no joy. There's no happiness until you repent. Let Jesus come in your life. Amen. I'm going to preach it. Thank God till I can't, Crafton.
Amen.
When the Lord gives me the liberty, you hear me? When the Lord gives me liberty and I know I've got the liberty, and I'm going to tell you something, it don't take rocket science to figure out you've got somebody hooked on the other line. Thank God, just keep pulling. If I know I got a fish on that thing, I'll reel and pull and reel and pull. Won't you? Till I can see him. You know what I've seen this morning? I've seen you hit the top. Huh? But you ain't got rid of you. You hear me? You ain't got rid of me. I know. You say, preacher, you're preaching too long. I would to God. That you'd open your heart, brethren, and look at yourself just like Jesus does. I am naked and open before him of whom I have to do. And you are too. You are. I can't help it. Church, you pray. I can't help it. If I could save you, or if I could repent for you, I would. I would. If you'll come, I'll get down with you. And I'll pray for you. That's about all I can do. Truth of it is, I've already been praying for you. You hear me? Preacher, I ain't coming this morning. There's too many people. I'll tell you what, I hope and pray to God that he deals with you till you don't see a person. You hear me? You don't see a person. Nothing. You look down that aisle right there, they ain't nothing between you and it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Holding you back. Except you. I know what it is. Ask some of these sitting around. They know what it is. For God to deal with their hearts. I know what it is to sit in a pew and hold on to it. And it's shaking. Yes, it was shaken. Why? Because I was shaken.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I had to come to that place, my friend. Lord, if they sing one more, I'm a coming. You know what? That's all he wanted. That's all he wanted out of me. Just to come. Come, folks, come. Preacher, I've done planned my 2025 and God ain't in the picture. Sad for you. Sad for you. He's got some good things for you. I can say, just like old Moses said to Raguel, come go with us. Come go with us. For the Lord has spoken good things concerning Israel. Is that what he said? He told him. I couldn't tell you one thing about 2025. What's the day? The 5th? I believe. The 5th of January is how we count time. We're well on our way, Bruce. 2025 is already on the turn. You hear me? I have no clue. I have no insight. Lord didn't even give me the message to 8:55. Why in the world would he tell me what's going on next week? Huh? Huh? Ho! You know why he hadn't told me, Jeff? I ain't asked him. A lot of people don't believe that. Lord, show you things. I do not know for the life of me. I do not know what Frank Owen saw. The year of our revival. I don't know what he saw, Leroy. If he did not mention it every service, if he missed any, I don't know it. Every service. I can't wait. Amen. Till revival. Amen. Huh? You know what, Leroy? I don't know but what the Lord showed him. That's it. I don't know. He didn't say. I have no clue. But Frank Owens could not wait till our revival. And he had a good one. Did he not?
Yeah.
Folks, you can leave this world knowing. We had funeral this week. First of the week. Last of the year of a dear old saint. She was, wasn't she, yes. Captain? Yes, the last time that I talked with her face to face, we had a discussion and she discussed the day she is going to leave here. She just liked a few days being 91. She didn't make it. But you know what? I don't believe she's disappointed. She said, Randy, she said, I'm going to leave here. She said, I'd like for you to be a part of the funeral. I just looked at her. I said, if that's your request, I'll do the best I can. Hear me? Hear me? Elijah knowed he is fixing to leave here. Can I tell you something? It was a known fact amongst the sons of the prophets that Elijah was leaving. Was it not? Was it not? Oh. They come around and told Elisha, said, "Don't you know? Don't you know your master's leaving here?"
Yeah.
They did not know how, but they know he is leaving. Woo! Folks, the Lord will show you things, neither here nor there. God knows your heart. And I really believe that you know where you're at. All I can do is my part, and I feel that I can stop. I know y'all got tired of me several minutes ago, but that's okay. That's okay. Folks, it don't linger on for just no reason. It don't do it. And man just don't get to the place, my friend, that he just can't hush for no reason. If you want a closer walk with the Lord, it takes one thing. This is what the Bible says. It says, "Draw nigh to me." Is that not right?
Amen.
"And I will draw nigh to you."
Yes. Amen.
Let's stand.